Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 3rd, 2018. Today, in 1953, the European Convention on Human Rights entered into force, 3 years after being drafted by the then newly formed Council of Europe. A 10-year-old boy is said to have been abused by a classmate of the same age during a school trip. According to information by the newspaper BZ, the perpetrator had shown behavioral problems before. Two other classmates supported him by holding the victim. The three teachers and one assistant did not notice any of this, and the abuse only became known when a classmate of the victim informed the social worker of the school a few days later. The 38-student class belongs to a primary school in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. According to the Education Administration, the three children involved had to leave school immediately after the incident became known. All three boys come from refugee families, and apparently they were already severely traumatized by their flight experience before their arrival in the capital. Education Senator Sandra Schieres explained that the main culprit, who had displayed behavioral issues before, will not continue to be educated in a public school, and the two other boys involved will be taught at another public school. How the incident could have occurred is being investigated. Schieres pointed out that there are standards regarding the number of caregivers on school trips, and that in this specific case, four adults accompanied the 38 children. It is up to each school to decide whether additional staff will travel with them. The public prosecutor's office has already closed the investigation, and as all alleged perpetrators are minors, therefore they cannot be punished in court. The victim will continue to receive psychological care. 1 month before the start of the winter semester, more than 3,500 students are still waiting for a place in dormitories in Berlin. According to Jana Judisch, spokeswoman of the Studentenwerk, or student union, the waiting list will probably extend to more than 4,000 until the end of the month. The waiting period is between one semester and more than three semesters, and according to Judisch, the student union is responsible for about 167,000 students with almost 9,500 places in student halls of residence. Because there is still a shortage, the student union will open a housing information center in the Canteen Foyer in Hardenbergstrasse on September 19th. Advisors are to support seekers with the search on the free market. There have been shortages of living space for students in Berlin for years. In 2013, then-Mayor Klaus Wahlreich of the SPD had promised that the student union would build new dormitories. A plan from 2015 provides for the construction of apartments for 5,000 students by 2020 by the state-owned housing construction companies. However, several projects are only in the preparatory phase. The student union itself is currently building two new halls of residence with a total of more than 130 places, one near Teufelsberg on the outskirts of the city and one near Charlottenburg Palace. The homes are expected to be ready for occupancy in the summer of 2019. According to police, a man in Prenzlauer Berg insulted an employee in a bakery and shouted a Nazi slogan when the 48-year-old perpetrator had a fight with the saleswoman on Saturday morning. The dispute arose when the man took advertising material from a display. When the 41-year-old saleswoman threatened to ban him from the shop, he insulted her and shouted the slogan. The police expelled the man from the shop, and state security is investigating the man for displaying behavior of anti-constitutional organizations. Another attack took place around 4 o'clock on Saturday morning at Nullendorfer Platz. The 32-year-old victim from Syria told the police that a group of men insulted him xenophobically, hit him in the face, and stole his wallet and mobile phone. He briefly lost consciousness, but regained it as passersby took care of him. By this time, the perpetrators had already fled. The victim suffered minor head injuries. In the coming years, Berlin wants to create 3,400 new daycare spaces that will be built from prefabricated building kits called MOKIBs, or Modular Kit Buildings for Berlin. Each are said to accommodate between 70 and 170 children, with the total costs amounting 120.5 million euros. A report from the Senate Administration for Urban Development to the Central Committee of the House of Representatives shows that 28 plots of land in 11 districts have already been earmarked for this purpose. The first kit buildings are to be commissioned in 2019, and some will be completed in the same year. The Red Red Green Coalition wants to pay for the buildings and the equipment initially from the country's investment fund, the Special Fund for Infrastructure Projects in the Growing City, or Sivana. 85 million have already been earmarked there, and the Senate intends to submit a financing proposal for the remaining 35.5 million euros next year. The project is urgently needed. According to the Senator of Education, the city will need 193,000 places in the next 3 years. That is 22,000 more than currently offered. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.